Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Gene Reedy from Blue Springs, Nebraska, about the Johnson Cabin Museum and his connection to the museum.
Okay, my name is Gene Reedy, Sr. My aunt, Maud Boston, had cabin moved in here in 1949.
Gene talks about how the museum got to where it's at now.
The cabin was out east of town, and she had some volunteers jack it up with track jacks and put it on a trailer and pulled by a tractor, and the roof was pretty well, it was gone more or less, deteriorated out there, and she brought it here and put it in Blue Springs Park here.
With all museums, there's always a need for upkeep.
We've been, they had a pioneer club here that she started up, and they got together and built a roof on it and redone that. And back in the day when they moved it in here, they put it on a cement slab, concrete, and a little bit of foundation around it. But through the years, the water kind of run down out underneath of it, and it was deteriorating the concrete heap, you know, and there's big cracks in it where we're going to be able to show it. And Miss Jan Mellers got a grant for it, and we had some movers from Midwest Movers, I think it is, and come from Hastings, and they actually picked up the cabin and plus the chimney and moved it about 20 foot north of where it was originally put back in the day, and they put it on I forgot to tell you that it came from out east of town here on Ray Martin's ground. And he donated to Blue Springs when they moved it in here on that trailer. I'm kind of backing up on my story here. And they put it on that cement slab, but it deteriorated. And then we had the Midwest Movers from Hastings come and they picked it up and moved it. And this Dustin Martin, we had him for the foundation. It was actually a basement underneath there, like a 4 foot deep basement with a cement floor in it, which don't really need, but he was a grandson of Ray Martin that donated the cabin here. So on his own, he poured the floor in there. So it's actually a basement down there. And we got a trap door here in the cabin that you can go down there for some reason or another. Maybe make some moonshine or something down there sometime. Yeah. But yeah, and it was put on the historical site for 2019. After they moved it over here and we set it down, we had replaced the logs around the bottom all the way around, a couple rows up, and they found some oak trees that had been laying out south of Wymore. And James Ullman and Keith Weir, Keith Weir had a sawmill, so they sawed them up for us, and we had found 800 log guys out of Missouri, came and installed them logs back in the day, and had the other extra oak wood, they sawed up the flooring. It's like all 6 inches wide oak flooring we put in on the floor in here, and it was reopened after doing all this work in 2021.
Gene and his wife talk about what you can see in the cabin when visiting.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of donated stuff in here.
This school teacher, primary teacher in Blue Springs, put a pickle in a apothecary bottle, and it was placed in the bottle in 1885, and we still have the bottle with the pickle in it, shrunk out. Yeah, it actually grew some in the jar.
Yeah, there's all kind of pictures and this, that, and whatever in here, and we got I got a award here on the wall, 2023, of outstanding attractions. You know, it's a tourism in Gates County. Yeah, there's a lot to see in it. Yeah, it's got a fireplace in it, you know, the original fireplace somewhat, you know. It's been, you know, updated somewhat, but there's a lot of interesting butter churn, old pictures of, Reverend Johnson is built out there northeast of Blue Springs in 1855, and they had six kids that lived in this little cabin here. It's got a upstairs in it, and with one bed now. I don't know, they had to have more beds or something in here at one time. How's all eight of them?
There's many ways to learn about the cabin.
And it has a website that you can go on. It's brucespringsne.net. And then there's also a QR code on the right-hand side of the door. So it's got my phone number on there and tells about the cabin, too. And my number, you can call me. If I'm in town or close, I will come up and show the cabin anytime that somebody shows up. And if you wanted a group or people or school kids to see the cabin in a group, we get this Jan Morris, that she knows the history of Bruce Springs and the Wyver like the back of her hand. So she could talk to you all day about that. You know, the history here, and she generally takes Jan Morris will come down and guide them. She generally takes the school kids, and I think it's one of the oldest cabins around here, too. It's 10 years older than the one in the National Park in Beatrice there.
I would like to thank Gene Reedy for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.